Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
This is a show where I have watched way too much InfoWars and Alex Jones in particular, and I sit down with my friend Jordan.
Who has no goddamn clue what he's talking about.
Jordan, how are things?
They're doing good.
Before we get to the business at hand, which today we're going to be going over the February 10th episode of the Alex Jones Show. That was last Friday as this comes out.
Okay.
But before we get to that, there's a couple of little bits of business we need to take care of.
Absolutely.
First of all, got a big old shout out.
To @randomlysusanna.
On Twitter. What's up, Susanna? Thank you so much.
She made something very cute and very beautiful, and it made me cry.
Yep, that's right. We got a cuck over here. We got a pussy libtard cuck.
That is me.
She made us a very nice drawing for a logo. Very awesome. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. You can find that up on our new Tumblr, which is knowledgefight.tumblr.com. That's another announcement. I had another announcement, but I forgot what it was.
It was regarding the David Knight episode.
Oh, yeah. We'd like to make a big apology that we put you through that.
I know plenty of you voiced your support.
I did hear from at least three people that that was bullshit.
Okay, good. Then plenty of you did not voice your support, and we agree with you.
Yeah. listen, David Knight's a boring man. We get it.
So boring.
But we're back in the greener pastures of the real, straight, 100-proof Alex Jones territory.
The Everclear of Alex Jones.
What I like to do is I like to sit down and try and figure out.
And he will buy you a garden.
Oh, he'll buy you a new life.
He'll buy you a new life.
Yeah. What I like to do is I like to sometimes try and figure out what the plot of a show is. Because a lot of times okay. Alex Jones has something that's going on in his mind, and it sort of
bleeds into every aspect of...
It becomes the narrative of the show. And this show, I really struggled with what it was, and I can't really find a synthesis. Like, and now I actually regret that I brought up the idea that there are narrative arcs. He's mad.
So you just negated your entire premise there.
Because if you think back to
most of our shows, you can say yes and no half the time, right?
Well,
there's a 50-50 proposition.
I promise I didn't. I'm trying to figure out a way to articulate this.
Okay.
I'm about to play a clip, and I want you to let it play. Let's just listen to it because he plays it three times.
Oh, wait, what?
He plays this clip three times.
Back to back to back?
No, throughout the show.
Oh, okay.
And for the last week, he's played it a whole bunch.
Okay.
And it's just insanity. He loves this clip. And when it's propaganda.
It's Russell Westbrook dunking on the guy, right?
I wish it was.
He loves that clip.
No, it's that gorilla drinking its own piss. No, it's... Let me play it. It's about dumb. It's about how
it's a kitten that thinks it's a person.
It's about how fucking stupid Democrats are.
All right.
And we'll get back and I'll explain why I hate this clip so much in a minute. Oh, also, this is how he opens the show.
He has the 5-4-3-2-1 silent movie era.
And so just to let you know, this is how the fucking entire show opens.
Oh, every time?
No. Well, that, yes.
Oh, okay.
But this clip is how he opens Friday's show.
Oh, okay.
So it's just cold open.
Gotcha.
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level, location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
I stand here as a freed slave.
That's how we open our show.
We can work
that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in
what is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo.
Don't know much about history.
You are correct.
Don't know much about...
Way to go.
The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Stop it.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. Stop it.
I've decided we're ending all videos now with bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bong, bong.
God damn it!
You have a better president than somebody like Trump. So hilarious.
Alex, why did you ruin that for me?
So
I had fun with that, and then he did the thing. Then he did the racist thing. I was enjoying every moment of that.
I don't know if it was necessarily racist.
How is that not?
It's a video
racist?
Of Trump like sort of pretending to play xylophone. Bing bong, bing bong, bong bong.
All right.
I don't know what the context of that clip is, but I know what the context of the other clips that he plays are.
Gonna have to go racism.
And now here's what I want to say. 100%. Yes. So that's a clip of, I don't know who the senator is who talks about Guam, but he wasn't literally talking about it tipping over. It was,
right.
It was metaphor. It was creative license somewhat.
Alex does not accept that from anybody but Alex.
No.
Now, furthermore, that is hilarious.
Sure. Sure.
That would be a funny clip.
I'm worried.
And frankly, in the context of American history, it is not that far out of what we're used to.
No.
I mean, even, you know, John Quincy Adams thought the earth was hollow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I would buy it.
There's a lot of weird beliefs that a lot of people have held.
Republicans don't believe climate change is real. Yeah. I buy it.
But then also...
That's less crazy than Guam tipping over.
This guy doesn't think that. But then the other clip is Nancy Pelosi accidentally saying Bush when she meant Trump.
Right.
Which is just a slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
But then the other ones are...
She was talking about her Bush.
One senator saying, or a representative, I'm not entirely sure, saying, I stand here as a free slave. Obviously, that is metaphorical. Obviously, there's a reason that she's saying that. She's not literally saying she was a slave.
Yeah.
Then Maxine Waters forgetting Aleppo for a second and then remembering it. And then saying that Putin is invading Korea, she meant Crimea.
Yeah.
But...
Crimea.
She... Whatever.
Crimea?
It's crime.
That sounds like it's in a graphic novel.
Or in a, like, it's the new...
Oh,
Grand
he got
Theft
sent
Auto
to
Grand.
Crimea.
Grand yeah. Theft Auto Crimea. So, but, like, it's slips of the tongue that Alex has fucking latched onto and made this 2.5 minute clip of... And he just plays it nonstop.
Yeah.
He plays it, we're gonna talk about this on the next episode, but he plays it during a John Rappaport special.
Fantastic.
To illuminate how dumb Democrats are.
They're so dumb.
And listen, here's the bottom line. I don't fully disagree that Maxine Waters is a little baddie.
I don't disagree at all.
We are liberal dudes here saying, like, yeah, she's a little old, she doesn't have a lot of her facts in order, maybe it's time for...
Also, she's out of touch and part of a Democratic establishment that has clearly fucked everything up for us.
Right. But,
on their own.
But the argument that she actually thinks that Putin is invading Korea, or she actually doesn't know Aleppo, is insane.
Yeah.
Especially the first one.
The only person who doesn't know Aleppo is Gary Johnson, right?
Right, and they play shots of him during that video, too. And
wonderful.
And also, the rest of it is like a picture-in-picture. So there's like the two shots next to each other. It's the video playing, and then Alex sitting at the desk. Alex Jones sitting there just like, just making real quizzical faces.
Having his silent movie acting skills to power.
He's doing a silent movie acting reel.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he's trying to. But anyway, I wanted to play that because that's how he starts the show and how he plays it two more times throughout the course of this show.
Okay.
I'm not going to play it each time he does, but he does it. He's fucking in love with this clip. And it's like, Okay, look.
He's proud of it. They put together a clip. It's got little backing music behind it. They edit it. I'm sure they edit it pretty well, right?
I assume it was Rob Dew behind the scenes.
Dew. Yeah,
but
no,
that's not journalism.
Good on him. Good on him. They made a good clip.
But again, that's not journalism. That's propaganda.
Yeah.
So, great. Good way to start your show, dickhole. he gets down to some substance here, though, in this next clip. And this next clip is what I would call the first lie of the show.
It's known as the Ninth Circus. 80%+ of the time, but
the
Buckley ran
circus.
Here before the show
that's
and reminded.
Clever. I'm going to start.
The Ninth Circuit judge, I believe, is what he's referencing. And instead, he uses circus.
Well, the Ninth Circuit Court. It's three
yes.
judges.
Yes.
But he's talking about that.
The ones who saved our asses for a second.
Yeah. He's mad at them. Yeah. And
who would have guessed?
What he said there was actually literally the first lie, but he has a bigger lie that's coming up. That 80%+ of the time their decisions are overturned. That's not
even close to true.
Well, actually, the truth is it's 79% or
oh,
so.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, but that's not the most overturned court in the land. That's
okay.
They're like number three. It turns out that a lot of circuit court decisions are overturned.
Is it an appellate court or is it the first?
It's an appeals court.
It's an appellate court.
It's in the middle, right before the Supreme Court.
Yeah, right before the Supreme Court. Now, admittedly, the problem with all of our court system is that the ideal court system is dispassionate observers of the code of law.
Robots.
And instead, what we have is weird ass, random ideological bents from our court system.
Sure.
So we have a Supreme Court that isn't even really, like, it's a useless nonsense thing, right?
It's kind of a game at this point.
Yeah, it is.
What we saw with
it's this. Maneuvering pieces around. It's not an actual court.
It's fifth dimensional chess.
Yeah. How are we okay with the Supreme Court the way it is right now? It seems mind boggling to me.
It's nuts. But then, I mean, even before the election, you had people like Ted Cruz and other conservatives who were like, well, it's possible that we just never, like, if Hillary gets in, we'll just never vote for one. And then it'll eventually be down to like six justices. And then eventually we can just get rid of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Well, that whole
system of checks and balances was fine whenever people who disagreed with you were in power. But now that you're in power, you don't want that shit.
No, it's an impediment.
It may stop you.
Yeah. But again, this comes.
I love Trump's complete and utter bafflement by the fact that that a court can stop him.
We'll see you in court.
He's not angry about it. He's confused
and enraged.
Yeah, he didn't understand that was possible. He didn't get. Wait, whoa! I signed an executive order. That means it's law forever, right?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be king, right?
Yeah, I'm king. I'm King Trump. I'm running this like a business where there's no Supreme Court to stop me.
You know what he needs to watch? Like, real talk.
Reality show.
He seems to love watching cartoons. Cause he had Finding Dory. They had a screening of that at the White House. That was
okay.
On the schedule.
I'm not gonna judge a man for loving cartoons. No. I'm a big Miyazaki fan. No. Everybody follow along.
Cartoons are cool.
If
we want
Rick and Morty, great show.
If we want to go with this cartoon theme, I really recommend that he watch The Emperor's New Groove.
That is a great movie.
Yeah, and it teaches
it's
you
a
about-
showcase for Patrick Warburton being
oh, he's
great.
So great.
He's so Kronk. Great. Oh, he's so great.
But also it would teach him a little bit about, you know, how being a dictator is not really cool, but learning about how the common man really lives is important.
Important to do.
Yeah.
Now, I would also suggest he watches, Schoolhouse Rock.
Rest in peace, Eartha Kitt.
Yeah. Schoolhouse Rock, let's go with Magic School Bus.
Sure,
that's
sure,
really
sure.
important for him.
Sure.
Pretty sure he doesn't know how the human body works.
Phantom Toll Booth.
Phantom Toll Booth. Absolutely.
So good.
He doesn't even know how toll booths work.
Bridge to Terabithia.
No, just he can leave that one alone.
Any children's book.
Jumanji, he's got to get on that.
Sure.
That's important.
What was Space Jumanji? Do you remember that movie?
I thought that was Bridge to Terabithia.
How dare you?
Oh, whatever.
So anyway, let's get back to this clip about the Ninth Circuit Court. And get to the actual lie. But the lie of 80%+ is a slight exaggeration, but.
Well, if it's 79%, he rounded up slightly.
But the implicit.
That's not real. That's not an exaggeration. I'll give him that one.
But that's not uncommon for appellate courts. Like, that's weird. The lie.
Isn't that weird?
Kind of.
That seems weird to me. That's a fact that I just found out that I am not actually comfortable with.
But the reason is, a lot of the times when the Supreme Court implicitly agrees with the ruling, they just reject the case. They just don't take it, so the appellate court standing rules.
So the only reason that the Supreme Court would take a case is if there was a significant possibility that it would be overturned.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they don't take most cases.
And then, of course, the reason that you would go to the Ninth Circuit court is because it is, like, the reason that Washington would go directly to that court is because it is a left-leaning court.
Maybe.
It has
I'm not entirely sure about that.
Judges appointed by Democratic presidents and one judge appointed by the G-dubs.
But what I'm saying I'm not sure about is I'm not sure how it works in terms of standing and what goes to what court. I'm not entirely sure about that.
The amount of knowledge I have about that is just enough knowledge to tell people the wrong things.
Right.
Like, I know all the words and then I'll put them in the wrong order and people will believe lies.
I will tell you this. It doesn't matter. To the case at hand. Or to
that
the
is a good point.
Yeah.
So anyway. We always get bogged down in reality, whatever. That has no bearing on what we're about to listen to.
Let's get to the real lie.
Okay.
It's known as the Ninth Circus 80-plus percent of the time. But Buckley ran in here before the show and reminded me of something. That's right. It's the Ninth Circuit that multiple times has overturned lawsuits and agreed with public schools saying the American flag is offensive and cannot be worn on any clothing, period.
How dare they agree?
That's right. You can wear death metal shirts. You can wear Satanism shirts. You can wear Islamic shirts. You can wear Coca-Cola shirts. You can wear what La Raza Mecha Mexican flag shirts. But you cannot wear the American flag, according to the Ninth Circuit.
I am going to guess, before you say a word,
before I tell you, you have looked up
this particular circumstance, and maybe have some information relevant to it.
I did.
And hey, I'm going to go out on a limb.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps it contradicts what it is that Alex Jones was saying.
Yeah, you're bingo.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would have guessed?
So the Ninth Circuit,
that's never happened before.
The Ninth Circuit Court did rule in agreement with a lawsuit that was presented about people wearing the American flag. That part is true.
Yes.
What ended up happening was they ruled that people couldn't wear the American flag under a certain circumstance, which I will explain in a moment. And then the Supreme Court refused to hear the case because they were just like, no, this is fine. So what the actual case was about people wearing the American flag on Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
Now, here's why.
All right.
The controversy goes...
That seems automatically a little bit of like a, hey, we're reacting to your thing.
The controversy goes back to May 2009, an incident between two groups of students at Live Oak High School. At a school-sponsored Cinco de Mayo event, a Mexican-American student walked around campus with a flag of Mexico, and other students flew a makeshift American States flag or United States flag in response and chanted at the flag-bearing students. Students on both sides complained about the incident. A year later, several students came to school on Cinco de Mayo wearing American flag shirts, and school officials told the students to remove the American flag shirts or turn the shirts inside out. The educators said the American flag shirts could send a message that would offend the Cinco de Mayo celebrants, and they had public safety concerns. So what ended up happening was there was essentially standoffs between Cinco de Mayo celebrants and kids aggressively wearing American flag apparel at them on Cinco de Mayo.
Why can't people just have nice stuff? Why can't you just be cool?
Why can't you just allow people to
just be cool one day?
Yeah, why can't you just...
Like, you can look, I get it. You're a white nationalist motherfucker.
In high school,
which... Look, you're probably going to grow out of it.
Hopefully.
It's time to pray. hopefully you'll grow out of it. But even if you're a white nationalist, just like take a day off, man.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, you guys have your thing.
The problem.
I'm going to try and oppress you 364 days of the year, but I'm going to give you this one.
The problem with that philosophy, though, is that Cinco de Mayo is war day. Because it's even more on for them. It's like, I have to be even more American on this day against your presumably anti-American Mexican flag.
Why do we even have people?
I don't know.
Can't we just not do that?
It's insane.
We have too many.
So anyway, the court ruled essentially that the school was allowed to say no American flag apparel on Cinco de Mayo.
So you mean it had nothing to do with the actual American flag apparel and everything to do with whether or not the school was allowed to say it?
Yes. And the reason was for the protection of both the Cinco de Mayo celebrating students and the kids wearing the American flag stuff.
Right.
Because it was a situation where they deemed like, okay, there were fights that broke out. There was conflict. Let's just not allow people to have this fight.
Right.
You're in a school.
Now, as far as the conversation over, and this is exactly what the Muslim ban thing happened there. The reason that they issued that stay on whether or not they could reinstate it immediately is not because they agree or disagree with what was going on. It is not because they say you can't do this or that. It's because he did it wrong. It's because the executive order was written in such a way that it's impossible to take it any other way as a religious situation.
Sure.
So if he had written it much more, like if he had taken his fucking time on it, like my constant thought about Trump is whether or not you agree with what he's trying to do, he's bad at doing it.
He's bad at follow through.
Yeah. He's like, if he was going to instigate a Muslim ban, right? And he wouldn't do that because he's a secret Muslim.
Sure.
He wouldn't do that.
We all know.
But imagine he did. He would spend months on it. He would have his lawyers go through word by word. Yeah. Can we take this through the court system? Because I don't want to waste everybody's time and money on sending it through the court system and spending all of this time going, yes, you can. No, you can. And yes, you can.
The result is we galvanize the opposition.
Yeah, he would try really hard to actually make it work.
Because of competency issues.
Yeah. Trump has no issue with that.
Yeah.
It seemed like they wrote, like, hey, no Muslims on a page, and he signed it.
It might as well have been that Trump writes meme. It might as well have been that, like, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But then also, the other thing in that ruling was that non-citizens have standing and due process rights.
Which is very important.
But I think it's something that we all believed already. Well, not all of us. But
no, definitely not all of us. Already. But the root of that is most of us believe people are people.
Yeah. And one
like the Declaration of Goddamn Independence doesn't say we believe, you know, folks or not. We believe American citizens, all men
are created equal.
All men are created equal
in the eyes of God.
Not women. That is a problem. Well, they should have added that.
Sure. But it also like very clearly stipulates that rights aren't given by the government, they're given by our creator.
Right. Have problems with, but whatever.
But it's like AA, you know, like your creator as you understand it.
Yeah,
that's a
exactly.
Line for that.
Which again, that's kind of the whole point of America is that we can't have a state religion.
Sure. But human beings have rights because of just being humans, not because a state gave them rights. Therefore, to my understanding and my belief, if you are someone who isn't a citizen, we still can't treat you like shit.
Yeah.
You're a person.
Yeah.
Your rights are granted by God, not by America.
Well,
our confines doesn't mean shit.
Yeah. Anyway, well, the greatest point is always that a government cannot give you rights. They can only take them away.
Right, 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 right.
That's always the starting point for any conversation.
10 fucking years ago, Alex would have agreed with you. Very seriously.
Well, also, he also would have been concerned about Putin 10 years ago.
Two things. I posted a couple of articles on our Twitter, on the Knowledge Fight Twitter. One was an article about Alex Jones's former editor, Ken Nimmo, who came out and called him a sellout. And if anyone knows how to get in touch with him, tell him to hit us up, because I'd love to talk to him.
Yeah.
Second thing, do you remember back when Alex was talking about how there was going to be
concentration camps in airports?
No, that was 17 years ago.
Okay.
He gave a report from the road, and he was talking about how there was a tape that was going to come out of Trump saying the N-word on The Apprentice.
Yes! Yeah, yeah. That weird-ass report that he gave on the road where he was maybe drunk.
Yeah, on a plane.
Yeah, yeah.
I did a little digging. I found a story about this guy named Marcus Muir, a 27-year-old marketing professional from Glasgow, who found out that Paul Joseph Watson, the editor of PrisonPlanet.com.
PJ Dubs.
He hates SJ Dubs. he found out that guy's DMs were open. And so he just sent him that story.
Oh, he just started making shit up and threw it at his face.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, InfoWars is publishing fake news.
As a prank, he just sent him all this bullshit and then went to bed, woke up the next day, and it was on their site. Quoting him verbatim.
What a great day for
him. On our Twitter, I posted a link to this story, and you can see there's screenshots of him interacting with PJ Dubs. And it's insane. It's so fucking awesome. It's just legit. You're busted. You're busted. You fell for it. And I looked into it. I looked to try to find that story. It has now been taken down from Infowars.com.
At least they did that, because half the time they don't even fucking bother.
Well, they took down all that Pizzagate
stuff. Fox News still had that it was a Muslim dude who shot up the mosque in Canada
for
24 hours.
Alex has said that within the last 3 days.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Because why tell the truth?
Why?
It's lazy.
Why? So anyway.
Lazy.
Let's get to our next clip. This is Alex talking about how fucking awesome Andrew Jackson is.
I say this is not rhetoric. Okay, this is what's happening.
I've
studied
rhetoric.
U.S. history. Everybody knows that I think Andrew Jackson is probably even more interesting than George Washington.
Agreed. I 100% agree.
The time the man lived in, he did some brutal things, but if you went and saw Conan the Barbarian movie and somebody did the things that Jackson did in it, you'd say, that's ridiculous. That's impossible. It's like The Revenant. Go see The Revenant. That's historically very, very accurate, an amazing film by an amazing Mexican director.
Again,
but the point is,
movies.
Andrew Jackson lived things like that movie hundreds of times.
He fought hundreds of bears.
Okay. So
also,
so your
Revenant is Hugh Glass. That's
yeah.
Just that's another
it's a,
person.
It's an actual yeah.
That's another person.
Yeah.
So he didn't live stuff like that.
No.
Another guy did.
Hugh Glass lived that.
Yeah.
In specific.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna disclose this as a stand up comedian. I actually do material about Andrew Jackson.
You got a bit?
I have a bit.
Would you like to workshop this bit on our audience?
No, it's done. It's a good bit. I do it a lot. I'm not gonna waste a bit on this.
People might have some notes on Twitter.
On this wrong. I don't need your fucking notes. Come to a show, you'll laugh. Or not. I get paid either way.
This is a public service now.
So,
Jordan Holmes is a very funny comedian. You should go see him live.
Sure. So I will point out my conflict of interest in
about Andrew Jackson?
In lionizing Andrew Jackson.
Fair enough.
But I will say this. Andrew Jackson is one of the most interesting American presidents in history.
Right. Bad people can
not,
be interesting.
Not because he was a good president.
No.
He was very, very bad at being president.
Also, this clip goes on a lot longer where Alex actually gets into the specifics. Do you want to listen to this before you rebut?
I will tell my favorite Andrew Jackson story.
Are you
and
sure?
And I guarantee,
he might get into
guarantee
it.
That he will not get into it.
He might.
I guarantee he won't.
All right.
Okay. Here's how I
if
know
he does,
this.
If he does, just ahead of time.
I get,
you owe
I will
me a
shut up. I will,
no,
you turn my mic off.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you a dollar. When Andrew Jackson, moved into the White House, he had a party
mm-hmm.
that lasted multiple weeks.
Yeah.
People were jumping out of windows, many broken windows, but the best part, there was a wheel of cheese.
Yeah.
The size of a man.
I know about this story.
With the, and it just sat out on the White House lawn.
Forever.
In D.C. forever. For weeks.
Like essentially his entire presidency.
Yeah. And that is the quintessential Andrew Jackson story.
You're correct. He does not get into that.
And survive when nobody else did. He was completely charmed. He had luck that no one could even deal with. When he was down there as a colonel battling the British in New Orleans, they had ships only a few hundred yards away with hundreds of men shooting at him and cannons for over a day. And he had to stand up on this big makeshift blockade they put on the road and they couldn't kill him. They were shooting people all around him, and he stood there in a big black fur coat, just staring at him with his eyes in the night. And it was like a specter, completely broke their will. Nobody talks about Jackson. No movies are made about him. But notice, in the White House, there is a bust of Jackson on a horse, and then there's a big painting right behind Trump of Andrew Jackson. He's the guy that killed the early Federal Reserve they had then. He's the guy that survived more than 15 duels.
And the Native
duels.
Americans.
I mean, it's so crazy, the stuff Andrew Jackson did, it'll make your head spin.
It will.
Yeah.
Completing a genocide is one of those things.
He didn't complete it.
He really tried hard.
Yeah,
went for it.
It wasn't for lack of trying.
Yeah, the Trail of Tears. That's one of the reasons. One of the reasons he's clearly lionizing Andrew Jackson right now is because he was one of the last presidents to literally go up to the Supreme Court and say, "I'm going to do it anyway."
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a man.
Yeah, he was the last. He wasn't the last president, but he was one of the main presidents who tried to break the whole checks and balances system.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to become king.
Well, if you believe in this narrative of the Elders of Zion and the Illuminati and the federal banks, if you believe all of that, there is something to be said for Andrew Jackson, because he did try and stop the Federal Reserve.
He tried to stop everything, which okay. It's pointed out frequently that Andrew Jackson tried to bring us back to the gold standard, and yet he is on the $20 bill.
Not anymore.
He hated,
right?
We're getting close to that. We're not there yet. But he is still on the $20 bill. So it's pointed out that it is ironic that he hated paper money so much
and yet
wound up on it.
Fiat currency.
Do you think that is purposeful shade?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
How could it not be, though?
I don't know.
What person working in the Treasury was like, let's put Andrew Jackson on as a memorial?
Well, maybe they knew
without knowing any history of Andrew Jackson. Just somebody completely ignorant of Andrew Jackson knowledge.
Well, maybe they knew only the stuff that Alex Jones knows. The stuff about him
killing Indians?
Him standing up on top of a ship and menacing people and...
Look, he was a menacing-ass dude.
All these duels.
He won all of his duels.
Which were mostly about how his wife was a whore.
He beat a man to death. Almost. He almost killed a man.
You're thinking of Don King.
He almost... I am always thinking... Well, they have very similar hair.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this clip goes on a little bit. He says something at the end of this that's buck wild.
Let me tell you, George Washington's life was charmed and unbelievable as well, but...
True.
I got to tell you, he's easily dwarfed by Andrew Jackson with the sheer magic providence.
Okay.
And also toughness, like he'd get stabbed in duels, shot in duels, bleed for 3 days, blood everywhere, through his organs, wouldn't die, would refuse to die. It was crazy. By the time he was an old man, he would just like drink big containers of like arsenic and lead just to get up in the morning. I mean, that's what they did back then. He was wild.
He was wild.
But now this clip takes a turn into the most fun direction I've. Oh, wait, no. Sorry. That's the next clip. Sorry.
As far as the
somebody
George Washington
really
goes.
Should do a profile on Andrew Jackson, because he was something else. And the fact that Trump's done his research and is modeling himself after Andrew Jackson sends horror.
Not good.
Into the guts and spines of the enemy.
Good for good reason.
He also says that like Washington was the first. He gave birth to the Republic. And then Andrew Jackson was the second father of the Republic. Trump is going to be the third.
All right. Like, that's some picking and choosing right there.
Oh boy.
Although I will say the Muslim ban is the closest corollary to the Trail of Tears that we have right now.
Probably, yeah.
I would actually.
His analogy is not super
No,
off.
It's not off.
Yeah.
The problem is he's choosing one of the worst American presidents in history as the shining light of America.
Just because now, of the singular point that he tried to stop the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's really important. Because he does buy into the Elders of Zion narrative. He does buy into this idea of these crypto bankers who are just trying to manipulate everything and destroy us.
Which
trying to turn us into slaves.
It's not too far wrong. Yeah. That's the problem with bankers.
You know what?
They are evil.
You know
it's just not race based.
Yeah. Today we need to talk about what's on our plate. And what's on our plate is
more Andrew Jackson?
No.
Aww.
Although it's close. It's some weird ideas about the Civil War.
Oh boy.
British intelligence tried to get the South to secede, just like they did a few decades later, try to break the country up. Jackson knew about it as president, killed the plan because he was a Southerner.
Wait, what?
And I wish they would have listened to him. Of course,
Why are you confused?
Wait, what?
What? What are you confused about?
Okay. Continue the clip.
This all checks out.
Protégé, Sam Houston, president of Texas, and then the governor of Texas when the Civil War was about to start, said, this is a British intelligence setup. Do not do this. It's meant to destroy us all. And, of course, he was removed from office unceremonially by all the young snot noses that knew everything and set up. So,
oh, those goddamn snot noses.
The fact that he's modeling himself after Andrew Jackson, who covertly sent in basically the special ops of the day to set up Texas when he was still president.
Wait, what?
It's amazing. See, I'm already going into a history lesson about Andrew Jackson. Excuse me.
So now,
I like how covertly is more like he overtly sent an army.
Right.
He didn't covertly. It wasn't like three or four guys like sidled up to Mexico and were like, hey, you want to give us Texas? How about that?
Hey, I got an idea.
Y'all like that, Texas?
Hey, Texas.
No, it was more like, hey, how about we take Mexico too? Andrew Jackson is the closest president we have to Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, but then I'm going into a history lesson about Andrew Jackson means
it'd be terrible.
I've run out of facts.
Yeah,
but then here
I don't want to bore you with all of the no more stuff I know about Andrew Jackson.
I accidentally stopped the last clip to introduce this, but it was the wrong clip. But
right.
Now
we're in the right clip.
This is the biggest pile of bullshit acting I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
And just enjoy
this. Does he do an Andrew Jackson voice?
No, but he does.
Because I don't know how you would do that.
No, it's over. The Andrew Jackson part is over, but he does space work.
Ooh.
It's like bad improv.
But let me now just break down the big news here. Or yeah, I have some phone calls coming in that I just cannot ignore. Yes, hello? Hey? Hey, good. Listen, I'm on the air. I'm going to have to call you back, okay?
Thanks. Mom?
It's all right. Can't ignore those calls out of D.C. and New York.
What? No! Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Bullshit!
What's great is that the angle of
that was his mom. That was his mom.
No, there
his
wasn't.
Mom called.
There wasn't even a call.
There wasn't even a call.
The angle of his phone on the video, you can see that his screen is still black. Like there's no there's no indication that a call is coming in, and he just puts it up to his ear like it's improv space.
Wait,
work.
So it's actually his cell phone?
Yes, it's an iPhone.
Wait, he has his phone on set?
Yeah.
Yeah. He is doing a radio show and he has his phone on the set there.
No, it's sort of, you know how like Stephen Colbert or Jon Stewart would have food under the table that they'd use as a prop?
Yeah.
It's like that. He has his phone that he just grabs and he's actually saying like, I'll call you back. But after he has taken the phone away from his face, it's like there's no way you're not on a call. This is planned.
So wait,
this is so planned.
But what was the plan?
The plan is to make it look like he has insider sources calling him.
Oh, so he wasn't. That was just really bad.
That was just a
lying.
Bit. Yeah, that absolutely. Was that was a bit.
Who would have been on the other end of that call if it was a DC or New York?
Jerome
source?
Corsi, maybe.
So somebody's on the other end of that call.
Yeah.
They have no idea, one, that he does this show at the same time every goddamn day.
Let's also consider that he doesn't have their number saved.
Yeah.
It's just a call out of New York or
right.
D.C.
Also, they're calling him, not texting him.
Yeah.
All right.
What bullshit.
That
it's
is
amazing.
Serious bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely.
He might as well have said that's his girlfriend from Canada calling and you wouldn't know her.
No, yeah. She's
cool. She's a model. No
she's,
big deal.
She's really cool,
she's
though.
Super cool.
She's like down to earth.
We love talking. She loves, just talk.
She loves books.
Oh, yeah. You guys ever read books?
All right, Jordan, this next clip.
Yes.
Boy, you know how Alex likes to do media criticism?
I love it when he does media criticism.
This next clip is another example of
I assume the only thing he criticizes is always going to be Transformers and Cookie Monster, correct?
I wish. This is a clip from CNN about how Putin is involved in like Marie Le Pen's situation over
he
in
is
France.
Isn't that crazy?
It is pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
Alex thinks
sure seems like he's trying to infiltrate every member of NATO and influence the outcome in order
and
to
bring
never
in nationalistic
isn't
weirdos.
That crazy? It is crazy.
Yeah, but Alex thinks that's a bunch of oompus boompus and he hates that, and this is his critique of a CNN clip about that very story.
The British intelligence in the Civil War. Are we not going to deal with that at all?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, no, of course not. No.
All right.
Of course.
So he just threw that in and then we're going to bail on
that. Who cares?
Immediately. We're going to throw that away.
The Civil War was planned by the British. Durr.
But no.
Come on, it's so fucking obvious.
But no.
And we forgot that in that other clip, he also said, my whole family fought on the side of the South.
Yeah, yeah.
Congrats.
Well, that's the exact same thing as people going like, the Civil War was fought over states' rights. Mm. Sure. Sure, man. Don't be an asshole.
I think he might get back.
It was fought over owning people. Fuck you.
I think he might get back to this in a later clip. But, so this is, this analysis of a CNN clip that, is just fucking Alex style.
Using similar tactics to how they targeted Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign.
So number one, they never proved Russia hacked anything here. They called them being on Russian TV supporting Trump some, that was the influence. What about the Saudi Arabians? What about the communist Chinese? What about the EU? What about Hollywood? What about the whole power structure and Katy Perry and the kitchen sink against Trump and the better clingers and the American people and the deplorables?
What about Left Shark?
What about Bob?
But see, no, it's the Russians. So now, if anything ever comes out corrupt about officials here in America or in Russia or anywhere else, the Russians did it. If corruption comes out in Japan or Mexico, the Russians did it. If your wife catches you cheating on her, the Russians did it.
Did you know
that Brady and others didn't win the Super Bowl Sunday? You know that there's a meme out there that the Russians did it.
No.
And it's white supremacy. I'm not joking. It's white supremacy because there were a few white players on the New England Patriots, and that's not right.
So he just literally said, I'm not joking, so he must mean it.
Yeah, he clearly means that batshit crazy shit he said.
No one means that. No one says that legitimately.
No, I think everybody means it.
Well, like, no
There's one... a meme going around. You know how memes are always 100% serious.
They absolutely reflect truth.
I can't remember any meme I've ever seen that was a joke.
Yeah, never.
And he's not joking.
No.
So we know that memes aren't joking.
This goes back to his...
And we know that the British influenced the Russian Civil War.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what?
Yep.
All right.
This goes back to him on Rogan being like not understanding that people are joking when they say he's Bill Hicks.
Yeah.
Him not understanding that people are fucking around. If anybody says that the Russians caused the Patriots to win the Super Bowl, they're not really saying that.
But you always have to be under attack. That's why the right wing is never funny.
Yeah.
Because they always have to be under attack.
Mm-hmm.
So you can never go far enough to, like, they don't understand the absurdity of that, where it's like, yeah, we know the Russians, we know, did one thing.
Uh-huh.
So
the dirty dossier,
if it's one thing that they did, which the dirty dossier is now being corroborated, like
it's all over the place. Yeah.
Our government committed all kinds of treason and we're still just fine with it.
At least Flynn should be in a fucking small
cell. He should be hung.
Yeah, on the streets.
That's the real thing. Yeah. Nobody's committed treason for so long. He should be hung in public.
At best. He violated the Logan Act.
Yeah.
At worst, he should be hung on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
absolutely.
But the dirty dossier.
Yeah.
It's all pee stuff.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. It's like you can't go too far, you know? So with the left, the idea is always going, not even the left, just with fucking funny people. It's always going to be, this is silly, how this is real.
Yeah.
So let's go and put it in different situations.
Let's find an analog.
Yeah. And it's even sillier there.
Yeah.
But if you're the right wing, it always has to be attacked. Well, otherwise, it's not then it becomes silly. But then you realize it's silly all the time.
I think that what you're also getting to is that the right wing and the right side of things kind of isn't able, or not able, but they seem unwilling to engage in abstract thinking.
Yeah.
It's all concrete. It's all like, these memes say that Russia is part of the Super Bowl. They must be saying that.
And as we all know, only the Sith deal in absolutes.
Ooh. Ooh. I did not know that.
Yes.
This is news to me.
I do know that. Well, it's fake news. It was in Star Wars.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Chi-coms. Yeah. So, this, we haven't even gotten to the media criticism part. This is fucking bananas once Alex gets to it.
All right. Let's get in.
You know, remember how he started to fucking flex on that Brian Stalter
guy? Yeah, I know. Why?
This gets worse.
Oh.
Can we pull up some of those memes, maybe, where they just type in memes, Russians made the Patriots win? Folks, the Russians didn't make the Patriots win.
We know.
Islands don't float.
Yes,
the Russians didn't attack Korea. Bush isn't still in office. These are all real things that current members of Congress believe.
Again, he does not realize
that
it's slips of tongue.
Yep.
And not really saying that someone is invading Korea. She meant Crimea.
Right.
Whatever.
Yep. Which is not, it's not a, it's an easy slip of the tongue.
It is.
And let's imagine you were shit-faced on somebody's podcast.
Sure.
Right? And maybe you let loose that you believe in 12 dimensions.
Sure.
You wouldn't want that to be held against you.
No.
Like, you wouldn't want somebody to take that clip and then put it onto a show and talk endlessly about it. That would be offensive to you, right?
I think that's pretty different.
It's very different.
But also, I want to say that if your evidence that Democrats are insane are one slip of the tongue in terms of Nancy Pelosi saying that Bush is in office when she meant Trump,
right,
obviously.
Yeah.
And then the other, Crimea, Korea, which sound very similar, lapses.
Yeah.
If that's your point and you want to play those clips for a week, you got nothing.
Well, I mean,
you have nothing.
It's like the Jay Leno, like a man on the street interviews, where he cherry picks the silliest answers.
No, that's
if
that's
you get
a subject
your idea
for another day,
okay?
Because he has a man on the street named Mark Dice.
Oh,
and he goes out there.
Mark Dice. Why are his names always the best?
They're such good names.
They're so good. Yeah. Like, if the UN had people with names like his, we wouldn't wind up with evil-sounding shit like Agenda 21.
It's the propaganda
version. We'd wind
up
with Dirty Dossier.
It's the propaganda version of porn names.
Yeah.
Like, these
that is, yes! Yes!
Rob Dew.
100% yes!
Leanne McAdoo.
Yes.
Mark Dice.
Fuckface McGee.
John Rappaport is still fine. The ba-ba-ba is, and the last name is fun.
David Rappaport. Big Dick Knight.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he's known on the street.
He has to be known on the street.
Anyway, come on. We got to get back.
Okay. There. All right.
What type of drugs are they on? We don't know. What's wrong with Nancy Pelosi? She looks like an ostrich on PCP.
Stop.
What's wrong with Maxine Waters? She looks like she's on another planet. But the Russians did it. The Russians did it. Let's finish up the, oh my gosh, the French might want sovereignty. The French might not want to be part of the unelected EU they never voted to be part of. The Russians pulled out of globalism as well 18, 19 years ago. So the only truth that the Russians did it is the Russians started doing it first after they enjoyed 85 years of New World Order, social engineering, robber baron, proto-globalism.
We got to interrupt this way more than
I
expected.
Wait, what? The only evidence that the Russians did it is that the Russians did it first?
He's talking about
just said that, right?
He's talking about, again, the kicking out of the oligarchs, that whole narrative.
Yes.
He's talking about that 18 years ago. That is them kicking out globalism.
Right.
And so they're on the vanguard of this new nationalism movement that
of
is going
kicking
on.
Kicking out globalism.
Right, with Marie Le Pen, the Brexit, apparently the Italians are trying to get out of the EU.
Right.
Things like that are all like, oh yeah, this is us just realizing our sovereignty and getting out of unelected international law.
Except it's all elected.
Well, maybe.
I mean, you don't get to join the EU if your elected government doesn't say like, yeah, let's join the EU.
It's a complicated process.
It takes a long time.
Yeah. But maybe
you don't just jump in.
Maybe what he's saying is that when the EU started,
okay,
they were grandfathered in because we needed a founding team, and so like France got in on the ground floor.
I mean, they did need a team that should stop going to war with each other for thousands of years.
Sure.
That was a really good team to get.
Sure,
that was a smart team.
That's a better team than the one that's fighting each other all the time.
Yeah, right.
Sure,
that team is a bad team, like by the definition of the word team.
Yeah. I'm not here to say that the EU is the perfect system for the world. I'm not here to say that UN is perfect.
But I am
saying that some sort of international working together is an incredibly positive thing.
Yeah.
And the reason that it's done is because of atrocities that have happened in the past, and hoping
all of the atrocities,
and hoping that
so many atrocities,
and working fucking hopefully that they won't happen again. That's the reason that international bodies exist.
Yeah.
And
the rise of nationalism suggests more that it's like a pendulum. It seems like people want atrocities to happen.
Well, the last time, the UN was created after World War II.
Yeah.
And that was
the EU.
And that was really the last time that nationalism had a really aggressive flare up.
Right.
So,
which was long enough ago that we actually forgot the ramifications of that type of thinking.
Or we pretend that what happened there was fake news.
Fake news.
You know, we pretend that the Holocaust was fake news, which some people do.
How? Why are people so bad at being people?
I don't know.
You ever wonder what would happen if people were not bad at that?
I don't know. Maybe have a utopia.
How do you deny the Holocaust?
Well, actually, I've done a bit.
You've denied the Holocaust in the past? Actually, I've done a little bit of Holocaust denying in the past.
Let me tell you how it feels.
I've had a good weekend or two.
No.
I went out into the forest and I denied the Holocaust.
I've done some research into Holocaust deniers.
Uh-huh.
And most of them don't deny that the Holocaust happened.
Okay.
But they deny the circumstances of it. They believe that there weren't gas chambers and mass killings of Jews. They also believe that the 6 million number is off.
Okay.
Because it was published beforehand. Before the Holocaust, people predicted that 6 million Jews would be killed.
Okay.
And then 6 million is now the number? Oh, is that too much of a coincidence? That's crazy.
Okay.
But then also,
so you're
hold on.
Over okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Their other argument that they make is that they weren't death camps. They were work camps, and then there was tons of aggressive bombing campaigns throughout Germany, and supply chains got cut off, and they didn't have medication and food, so a lot of the people who were at slave camps ended up dying. They weren't mass killed, they just died because of circumstance. I'm not sure that makes it better.
No!
But that's,
no!
But those are some arguments.
Oh, instead of being put into an oven, you're worked to death.
Yeah. Those are some arguments that are made by Holocaust deniers that aren't like, it didn't happen. It happened differently.
Right. It always comes back to that, as long as you are only looking for information that supports the already crazy thing you think of, you will continue to believe that stuff.
Yeah.
So any information that doesn't support that, you just reject out of course.
Yeah.
Because you can always look for more information that supports your dumb shit.
Yeah. But there's also a great episode of Montel.
Holocaust Deniers Weekly.
Show. Montel had a great episode about Holocaust denial.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Montel?
You can find it on YouTube. It's really
good.
All right.
Montel.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
He's at the vanguard of defeating anti-Semitism?
His daytime show used to be fucking hot fire.
No shit.
Yeah, he was straight up interesting conversations. He has this daytime show.
Uh-huh.
And he has two Holocaust deniers on there, and two survivors.
Uh-huh.
And
that's fucking crazy.
It's
what
what's crazier
did is the survivors just beat the deniers to death?
No, what's crazier is it's a civil sort of discussion about stuff, and the audience asking questions is not, it's not like a raucous everyone's mad at each other.
Uh-huh.
It's perspectives being laid out and it's amazing. Montel, and we need him right now. I never thought
I'd say that. A sentence never before uttered on this planet.
That kind
we
of
need
show,
Montel right now.
That kind of show is amazing. The idea that you could have people who deny a Holocaust, people who have firsthand experience, on a show together and it doesn't turn into a fight, it's amazing. It's that on YouTube. Amazing. I highly recommend you watch it.
Although I bet the Jerry Springer version of that would have gotten way higher ratings.
Absolutely.
Way higher ratings.
You know
what has
terrible ratings? CNN. Anyway, we
fake news.
Fake news. We got to get to this clip.
Yes.
And thank God they've partly struggled free from it. Are there still big globalist combines in Russia? Still tentacling back, trying to take control of the U.S.? Absolutely. Just like there's globalist tentacles inside the State Department trying to defeat Le Pen. I mean, look at this guy. The French brace for possible election cyber attacks from Russia? How about the French brace under EU and Islamic invasion? And a bunch of fifth column collaborators selling out their country where it's so dangerous. I was reading their tourism's down by like 80% the last 3 years. It's a hellhole. With Islamic Jihad people running around who've like mutated and mixed into the whole gangster culture. It's a joke. Let's go back to the ridiculous piece.
Personal account of many of these, of many of the leading politicians.
Oh my God. And that. Rewind that out for 2 seconds. Just stop. If you're a radio listener,
we there's this never thing get trendies do where they clip.
Basically wear costumes and they festoon themselves and they dress weird.
This is what the trendies do.
God. I love him.
So the video he's playing is this CNN thing where there's this guy and I got his title here. He is a cybersecurity expert from Columbia University.
Yes.
And he has a mustache and a little, you know.
Oh, no, thing. He has like a little Johnny Depp.
He has like a musketeer
in.
Going
okay.
on.
Okay.
You know, he has insane facial hair, but it doesn't look terrible. It looks, I mean, it's fine.
He looks like a musketeer.
It's not comical, but Alex has to fucking latch onto this.
Right.
And he's like, this is what the trendies do.
Because so long as you have a weird appearance, none of your opinions matter.
Yeah. Now, enjoy the rest of this, which is just a lambasting of his facial hair.
Wonderful.
And they want to look strange. I mean, this guy looks like, what cartoon character does he look like? Like the character that's in Monopoly?
He's trying to come up with Snidely Whiplash. He never does, but the guy who's behind the scenes comes up with Snidely and puts him up on there.
Okay,
he
good.
He puts up on the video, but Alex never...
But Alex never remembers the name?
Never gets there.
He didn't go with Pepe Le Pew?
Didn't do that either.
All right.
Or Mephistopheles, who's wearing a black top hat?
Mephistopheles.
He needs a monocle, or is he in the German high command? But this is what trendies do. They go, how do we convince them they don't trust us anymore? We've tried info babes. Roll out trendies.
Info
to sound real pseudo-intellectual. Here. Don't interrupt him. Rewind it. I mean, I want to hear everything this guy has to say.
Don't interrupt him. Yeah.
So again, folks,
I bet we don't interrupt
Russians
him.
Are the reason the Patriots won and white supremacy.
Which, again, is not what this guy is
Nobody
saying.
Nobody believes that.
In any way.
Zero people believe that.
It's like homophobe, white supremacist, Russian agent. And you can mix it. Russian agent, homophobe, KKK. You can interchange those, but always, though, the same things in different orders. This is the great intellectual gravitas we're dealing with. So let's go back to a guy in a costume. Okay, here he is.
Personal account of many of these, many of the leading politicians, and also that of their spouses, their friends, their lovers. I would think all of those would be very rich targets for people that were brought up in the KGB.
Okay, hit pause. Let's rewind it again.
Definitely didn't interrupt him.
This is what the CIA is filled with, is all these foppish, effeminate, weak little nobodies that want to just get off on the secrecy and being able to break into your files and, you know, be over you in the new Uber class.
Again, this
Ober,
guy...
Ober is not a word.
No.
Uber,
he might have been trying to say Oberlin.
Over...
Because he's probably mad at Oberlin.
Yeah.
But also, like, this guy isn't in the CIA.
No. But he is a foppish little... What? Weak? Why is everybody
he's
weak?
A pussy.
Why is everybody
he's a pussy.
Weak? Pussy.
Yeah, he's just so mad at this guy's masculinity.
Yeah. Always.
For no
always
reason.
Mad at masculinity.
Yeah, and it gets worse.
The Uber mention, but then meanwhile, everyone hates him. And so they just roll out these twits, you know, villains out of central casting, to act like the Russians are the only people to ever get involved in elections, and that they're the only ones to ever use sex operatives. And again, if anybody breaks into anybody's computers and there's criminal activity going on, it's not the fault of the criminal or the pedophiles, you know, that's in the WikiLeaks. No. It's the fault of the Russians, even though it's U.S. intelligence that leaked almost all of it, and more is getting ready to come out. So don't worry, my little twit friend.
Well, but one, the U.S. intelligence leaked what the Russians did.
And the more that's coming out is Flynn being really fucked up.
He committed treason. Which he did.
We knew that in November, too. Yeah, like, we knew that in September. He was on the payroll.
Well, we couldn't confirm it.
He was a paid consultant.
But thank God we finally got to the bottom of Hillary Clinton's emails.
Thank God.
Oh, I would have been so mad if we didn't get to the bottom of that.
Yeah. Anyway, he really has got to fucking get down on this masculinity shit.
Okay.
A lot more is going to be coming out. So who is this guy even? I mean, this guy is unbelievable. Look at that outfit. Oh my. And look at
fake laugh.
Also, first of all, his fake laugh is worse than Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, on Car Talk.
I am more offended by fake laughs than fake news.
Yeah, me too. Have you ever listened to Car Talk?
No.
Holy shit.
I don't listen to fucking anything.
It's on NPR. My parents used to make me listen to it. Okay. And as a kid, I was even like, they aren't laughing. They aren't laughing about mufflers. What are they doing? It's so fake.
Okay.
And Alex Jones's laugh is worse.
Like Top Gear.
Yeah, but then the other thing is he's like, look at this outfit. Guy's just wearing a suit.
Why would you go after a guy's outfit? What is wrong with you?
Real talk, he's wearing a suit. That's
just
it.
A suit?
Yeah.
Is it a good suit?
Yeah, it's fine.
Is it like one of the Chuck what's his name? The NBA guy?
I don't know. But his tie is like slightly lightly colored. I don't know. That's the only thing I think you could say.
It's a pastel.
I don't know. But anyway, here you go. Listen to this.
Okay.
The eyes. Look at the arrogance. That guy thinks he is so smart, man. You know, women run from him. This is a loser. Oh my gosh. Let's continue. Here we go.
Fuck you.
Personal account of many of these, of many of the leading politicians, and also that of their spouses, their friends, their lovers. I would think all of those would be very rich targets for people that were brought up in the KGB system.
Hit pause again. I wonder, does that guy drive like a white van?
What I'm the fuck?
It kind of fits with the outfit, don't you think?
No.
And then like a, kind of like a onesie, jumpsuit or something.
White van.
Oh, yeah, around the house, that's what he's wearing. What if he has little animals, any little pets in cages or anything?
What? What? And
we're watching you.
What was that sound?
The people.
He's like, we're watching you.
What was that sound?
That was just weird, vague, threatening. He was chewing on his pen for a second.
Yeah, that was weird.
He is just fucking like, we know about you, guy with facial hair saying something I don't like.
So
on the
there
news.
was
you
a
have
guy,
a white van.
There's a guy wearing a suit.
Yeah.
And he had facial hair that was unusual.
I might post a picture of him on the just so everyone can see he's not wearing a weird suit. It's very.
He's not wearing that tax guy from the 90s suit that was filled with question marks.
Nope.
He's not wearing
He's not wearing the Riddler suit.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
He's not wearing a onesie
at all.
No.
He's not a jumpsuit.
He just has weird facial hair, and it's not that weird. It's just weird.
It's just unusual.
Yes.
It's unique.
Yeah. Anyway, he's a trendy, and clearly he's got a white van. Got to accuse him of being a pedophile.
Okay. How little do you have to do for Alex to accuse you of being a pedophile?
You have to disagree with him. That's
yeah.
One.
Is that
that's
literally it?
Yeah.
Just like, hey, Alex, maybe don't say that. What are you, a pedophile?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Joe Rogan's lucky he got off.
Yeah. I'm surprised Joe Rogan isn't fucking kids right now.
It's
Alex
because
Jones
he didn't
show.
Really disagree with him.
That's true.
So he goes on to yell more about this clip from CNN. About how Putin's real cool, nationalism is awesome, and then I thought he was done making fun of this guy, but he wasn't.
Oh, god damn it. So how could you not be?
Here's some more about him.
And so, again, Russia is the big bad guy. Let's go back to Mr. Peanut or whatever this guy is. Mr. Creepy. I mean, let's name this guy. We need a meme out of this guy. Who is this guy? Jason Healy. Cybersecurity expert, Columbia University. I bet you money that Mr. Creepy is a creep. Look at that guy.
I mean, Mr. Creepy.
Look at how smart
probably
he is.
A creep.
I mean, this is a joke. You send your kids to the mental institutions they call public schools to learn at the feet of this guy. Here. Let's
what?
Play the rest.
And they disrupted TV Mon's television broadcast. They hacked the Twitter.
Pause again. Listen to the arrogance as he has these little scripted lines he practices all day.
God,
as he goes
it.
In and sits down at CNN with almost no viewers and then just tries to talk with total confidence. They disrupted Le Mans with his precision, deadly attack. Ooh, but we are onto them now. Anytime corruption comes out, don't look at the corruption. It's the Russians, and the Russians run everything. Do you see my little 18th century beard? Let's continue.
That's insanity. That's so vapid. That's
you know, nothing. You know, I really like how he engaged with the guy's ideas.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
had a policy wonk based discussion about
certainly
it.
Certainly a policy
yeah,
wonk.
It was really more about policy than it was devoid of any conversation about what he said.
We played.
And 100% about how he was foppish.
Yeah. We played twice the guy, I don't remember his name, but the cybersecurity expert from Columbia University.
Yes.
Saying that loved ones, family members.
Which,
would
let's be proud of ourselves because we allow his clips to go just a little bit longer than he allows other people's clips to go.
Substantially longer. but like he played it twice. This guy is saying that those sorts of people would be excellent targets for the KGB.
They would be.
Yep.
If I was in the KGB, those are the targets I would pick.
Yeah, because then maybe
picking
you find,
other targets would be a bad idea.
You could find some dirt. You could find some way.
You could
to,
find a dossier.
Dirty one.
You could find a dirty dossier.
And so, like, Alex doesn't engage with that at all. He just engages with the mustache and weird assumptions about how this guy's a fucking pedophile. And it's insane. It's literally. It's the absence of journalism. It's not bad journalism. It's the absence
of it.
It's journalism in a vacuum. Anyway, let's get to our next clip. Cause I have some fucking numbers on this one. I'm excited about this.
Watched, listened, consumed our information. 85 million. 50 plus million last week. You add Joe Rogan's podcast. That's now about 40 million. What are they going to do? They're going to try to say we're all Russians, folks. It's amazing.
It is amazing. I am not going to try and say that he is a Russian, per se. But what I am going to say is that it's weird that he said 50 million people took us in. If you count Rogan, it's 40 million. I'm not really sure what that means.
I don't. Does that mean that Rogan accounts for 40 million of the 50 million? Or
maybe, but he's...
Or if you count Rogan, you remove 10 million from the 50 million.
Negative 10 million people
negative
watch 10 Rogan.
Million if you count Rogan.
But he said that 50 million people took in his work in the last... Or 85 million, 50 last week. Let's break it down.
Okay.
Let's break it down.
All right.
I know that he's a global show. I know that everyone can see it all over the world.
Okay.
But let's take
even
this.
Even Russian propagandists.
Let's imagine this just inside the United States.
Okay.
Just to give you, and please extrapolate this to the rest of the population of the world.
Right.
The United States.
300-ish million people.
If you want to get 50 million people listening to your show, you have to have every single person, every single man, woman, and child in the top 52 cities in the United States. That's still only 49 million people. To give you some context, that's every city, including Bakersfield, California, and higher.
Okay.
Bakersfield, California, and up.
So what you're
saying... Every single man, woman, and child. Now just put
is
all
if you
of
want...
that population throughout the world...
Yeah.
That's how many people listen to it. I don't believe that for a second.
In order to get 50 million people or 85 million people listening to your show, you have to be Johnny Carson 50 years ago.
And even then, I don't think that's the case.
No.
And that was back when they had three channels.
Yeah.
The idea of 50 million people is cool, but it's 50 million hits. There are artificial hits that happen.
Of course.
And he always talks
some
about
some of them Russian.
He always talks about these, like, we have all these plays on Facebook That's because someone scrolled past the video and it just started playing and they didn't watch it.
Oh, does that count?
Yeah, it does.
God damn it.
Yeah, all these things.
What's the point?
All these things factor into your statistics.
Right.
And again, Russian troll farms and shit like that.
They have troll farms.
Yeah, you have all of these fake numbers that end up happening. So yeah, I mean, your 50 million number, there's no way for me to prove what the actual number is.
No, of course
not. But there's no goddamn way that the entire population of the top 52 cities in America spread out throughout the world, if you just take all of those people, in the last week engaged with your content. No fucking way.
Absolutely not possible.
Because if that's the case, you're a fucking rock star and you're not.
Yeah, he would be a billionaire.
You know what would happen?
He would be a billionaire. Like,
he would
the
not
advertisers,
have to sell the things he sells.
Advertisers would be tearing his doors apart trying to get as much onto his show as possible.
But he has integrity.
He has integrity. That's true.
He doesn't go for that.
I mean, unless somebody, let's say a salesman, convinces him otherwise.
That Y2K is real.
Yeah, exactly. He'll believe whatever it is he's told to believe.
Hey, I feel like we need to call ourselves out a tiny bit. Because in that episode where he was giving that fake bullshit about what happened on Y2K.
Yes.
We were too busy calling out all the other stuff around it that we forgot to call out that in his story, he didn't even call out that his sensationalism wasn't about Y2K.
That's true.
It was not about Y2K.
No, entire Y2K episode had nothing to do with Y2K.
Yeah, so we did a bad job.
We forgot about the fact that he had, yeah, okay.
That's the problem. He's a bullshit onion. Layers.
There's so much. Yeah. He's got so much built into it.
Anyway, let's get to the next narrative. This one is about how Trump could be doing way more.
Ooh.
And the things that he could be doing would be
way better.
Horrifying.
Okay.
Donald Trump could have them all arrested, just like...
Not good. Lincoln not a good
did.
Start.
Lincoln had members of the State Department arrested. Lincoln had judges arrested and hundreds of newspaper editors arrested because they were in open sedition calling for the overthrow of the Republic. Now, did he go too far? Absolutely. Was the North and South played off against each other? Absolutely. Did my entire ancestral background fight in the South? You bet they did. The point is that he did all that 1 million light years more than what Trump's done. And hey, Trump's a big old Yankee, just like the guy from Illinois was. So everybody just better get ready, because I'm going to back this Yankee in the attack on our republic and the attempt to completely overthrow this country. And make no mistake, those aren't words. I have read 100 history books on Andrew Jackson. I've read probably 15 on Jefferson, 20.
He has not read 100 books in his life.
No, but also him struggling to come up with Jefferson.
Yeah.
Means.
Yeah. Now, as far as the Lincoln.
Are there 100 books about Andrew Jackson?
Oh, easily.
But like,
Andrew Jackson is so fascinating.
Credible books?
No. Yeah. Well, no.
No.
No. As far as Lincoln's arresting of judges and journalists, what was published was a fake proclamation that was purportedly signed by Lincoln.
Okay.
So the journalist then published something that supposedly was said by Lincoln that was supporting the South.
Okay.
So it was basically while they were at war.
So it was fake news.
It was fake news, but such that it was like sent out to the rest of the world saying, hey, you know,
Lincoln is arresting journalists.
So all the things that Flynn did, it was basically those, but you're a newspaper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was legitimate treason.
Would you believe that Alex Jones has read more books?
Let's find out.
Or so on Washington, probably 6 or 7 on Lincoln. Probably read 20 books on the Civil War. Watched tons of documentaries on PBS. I mean, I studied it. I could go into a college with a professor that teaches the Civil War and stand my own with him. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not some pseudo-intellectual here.
Ugh.
I'm not bragging either, but I've done my homework because it's so interesting.
He's a policy
wonk. Donald Trump could have the people in the State Department who openly worked with Soros in the last few years to overthrow countries, they're now trying to do it here. He could have them arrested right now. He could send the Marines in right now to put them in irons and drag them before juries and grand juries for sedition.
That's unconstitutional.
We think sedition is working with, like, the Chinese, even though they are working with the globalists, or the Russians. That's what they say. We're doing this because they want to shut our speech down, claiming it's sedition. When they're the ones involved in open sedition, and big news coming.
It's time to
big
go to
news
break.
Coming soon on who the leakers are in the White House. On Monday, we're putting together an investigative report.
Teasing, bitch.
On Monday, we're going to tell you who the leakers are.
Who?
There is a coup at every level against President Trump. That's why he's racing to cut your taxes, racing to stabilize the economy, racing to Trump up the economy.
Oh, fuck you.
A Trump bubble, which he admits is a bubble, but man, we're trying to blast off. His stuff is melting down. We're trying to get off Krypton here, folks, as it is going down the proverbial molten drain.
There's a lot to unpack.
That is a lot of words.
Yeah.
I love his number of books read is very indicative of what's going on.
It's probably about 200 total books.
100 on Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? 6 on Lincoln.
Yeah.
20 on the Civil War. So only 6 of the books on the Civil War mentioned Lincoln.
That could be a Venn diagram situation, though.
That is a bad Venn diagram.
No, but there might be some overlap. Like, all 6 of those books might have been also the Civil War books.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not good. It kind of suggests his focus is on a president who ignored the other checks and balances of the government.
And killed tons of natives.
Yeah, yeah. The Civil War,
which he thinks is a British,
which his relatives fought on the South.
But it was a British psyop.
And it's a British psyop. And then 6 on Lincoln. I'm guessing now.
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
You're crazy.
My thought. Maybe the 6 books that he read on Lincoln were not about how Lincoln was a great American hero.
They might be the Holocaust denier version of Lincoln books.
And there are so many of those.
It's possible.
I've had a lot of conversations with people who think it was unconstitutional for Lincoln to fight the Civil War.
Sure.
Now, that's a really interesting question.
Not to me.
Neither to me either. If you really wanted to be a dick about it, though... Yeah, you get into it. Now, admittedly, if you're looking at the situation we're living in now, I would kind of think that we lost the Civil War because the South really took over, didn't they?
It did rise again.
They rose again. We laughed at them for so long. They rose again.
Let's just get back to Alex. Here's
being
a clip
wackadoo crazy.
That is a teaser for our next episode. This is a teaser where Alex is going to...
On Monday, he's going to say some bombshell shit.
No, on our next episode... we are going to deal in detail with what, he's about to talk about here.
Okay.
For now, just enjoy this and imagine what that next episode is going to be like.
Rappaport has really found the keys to the kingdom, documenting the actual plan to turn colleges into giant mental illness factories, to make you mentally ill, gibbering idiots so you don't know you were sold worthless degrees, and to prepare you for assimilation into the corporate Borg system, and to make sure you hate families so you automatically self-censor and don't have kids. So it's basically a death cult brainwashing, soul-sucking system. Not attacking you that have degrees. Everybody knows 90% of the degrees are worthless or actually are negative value because you have to pay for the toilet paper.
You do.
And it's metaphysical toilet paper, so you can't even wipe your rear end with it.
I mean, you could.
Rappaport's got a big report on that. He broke down yesterday. That hour, I listened to that hour last night.
We'll get to what happens, but...
I listened to that hour last night. Ugh.
You know, the only thing
I was in the shower last night, listened to that hour last night, and I was thinking it's time to get some power last night.
It's time to pray.
It's time to pray.
Time to pray on this hour. Also, I'd like to give the world a little bit of insight into me. The only thing I've done with my degree is be qualified for jobs, and I've done cocaine off it.
Yeah. How is it that he gets something so right for the wrong reasons?
Yeah.
I agree. There are so many worthless degrees.
Yeah.
You are assimilated into the Borg machine.
Sure.
There are plenty of times where but it's not a death cult.
No, but this is where...
It's not a secret... It's not a monstrous thing.
This is where we get into logic.
It's just the system that broke down.
Logic is A to B, If A is true, B must be true.
Right.
That's how logic works.
I believe in that.
It's truth preservation.
Yes.
So you're saying that degrees are worthless, therefore this is a death cult. And that's the problem for us.
We get into trouble there.
We agree with A, we don't agree with B. Because A doesn't lead to B.
No.
That's how logic is supposed to work. Your premises lead to the conclusion. You have to say degrees are worthless and then another thing in order to maybe justify the conclusion of the death.
Right.
Point. And so far, you've done none of that work.
Right.
So
our problem is that he starts from B, well, then A must be true. Mm-hmm. That's where we all get into trouble.
No, he starts with B. I love B. Now, it's bullshit. But also, this one A thing, I bet people will just sign off on B if they hear A.
It starts so good.
Yeah.
It starts so good.
Well, it's that logical fallacy of starting from the conclusion.
Right.
It's what people do a lot. You already decide what you want to believe and figure out how to justify it.
Yeah, it's backwards engineering.
But this clip isn't done. Here's where Alex, man.
Let's find out.
It's so weird.
Let's do this.
It's so weird.
What are we going to do?
It was just his voice and just his focus and his understanding and his gravitas. It's just, you know, John Rappaport deserves to be a superstar. I mean, he's popular. He's a great writer, great researcher, investigative journalist, but he just is a piece of work. I mean, just.
I do agree he's a piece of work. But my tone is very different when I say it.
John Rappaport, you know, I want to get more board ops, more people, more folks to run shows, and keep working with GCN. I'm not competition with GCN. I love Ted and love GCN, but more people like Rappaport need daily shows. The problem is talk radio is geared to three-hour shows. Someone like Rappaport probably couldn't do that.
Yeah, it's geared to that.
Or doesn't want to do that, but it's just so good.
That fucking dentury-ass bitch could not handle 3 hours a day. From his weird fucking attic. Listen to our next show. You'll find out exactly why.
I want to just have a camera on him for 3 hours a day.
Oh, that'd be great.
I do not want him to talk into it.
No.
I just want to find out what 3 hours of that dude's day is like.
John Rappaport's life is like?
Yeah, because it's got to be insane.
3 hours.
I imagine he just walks back and forth in that room.
Mm-hmm. His attic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For, you know, 23 hours of every day, and then he talks into the fourth hour of the Alex Jones show.
Get excited for context for what we're talking about in our next episode. Also, I would say that 3 hours of his life, he's got a question like, I should hang that painting. Like, at least twice in those 3 hours. Anyway, this will all make sense next episode.
He's so informed. Because when you're really researched like I am, you hear somebody that's researched as well.
Or a policy
and they just so lovingly lay it all out. It's just soothing to be freed from the bondage. With me, it's more like a desperate barking dog trying to warn people about the enemy breaking into the house. But with Rappaport, it's just like, here, let's remove that mind control.
Give me that.
Let's just take all that away.
Take it off.
I was very upset yesterday about the New World Order, and I was listening to him driving to a company meeting last night and then driving home, and it was, I listened to the whole hour. And I got in bed last night with a phone and was listening to it. And just I went to sleep listening to Rappaport.
He's
and no,
off,
I don't
right?
have a crush on Rappaport before those memes start. I love memes that attack me. They're so funny. I actually encourage people to do it. The point is that that's why the memosphere loves me, because we like to have fun. But Rappaport's awesome.
Bad. We'd like to have
that was such a roller coaster ride of I think he's jerking off to Michael Rappaport or Joe. Okay.
Either.
Hey, well,
either Rappaport.
I would jerk off to Michael.
Yeah,
I'm assuming he's jerking off to John.
Mighty Aphrodite is a great movie.
Absolutely. Then it's no, I'm not gay. I would never be gay. Literally. Nobody can be gay who's as masculine as I am. I don't have a crush on
him. Stop those memes.
But you know what? I encourage memes.
I love memes.
The memosphere loves me.
He said the memosphere.
The memosphere.
Oh.
My favorite.
Buh.
I'm going to call it the memosphere from never ever again.
Yeah, that will not, take its place in the vernacular.
No, thank you.
So the next, clip, I actually don't know what this clip is.
All right, we're grab-bagging it.
I've forgotten, but it's good.
How dare the globalists get involved in our families? In the ancient, eternal relationship between men and women. How much fathers love their daughters, how much mothers love their sons, and vice versa. Trying to turn the species itself against each other.
Trump loves his daughter too much.
Women believing they're empowered because they see men falling before them and the system collapsing.
Is happening.
And then they're so unhappy because they're married to a state that's there to take all their resources away and only give them a culture of death. Speaking of culture of life, the Surgeon General, the American Dental Association, get it right when they say a lot of heart attacks are associated with bacteria that get into the bloodstream and create plaques inside the arteries and veins.
No, he's
and
not
the
going.
The ventricles of the heart.
He's not going.
Because they're
into
first
it.
Able to have colonies develop inside the teeth or on the gum line and then get into the bloodstream. That's why it's essential that you go out and get at least, in my view, 3-4 cleanings, deep scale cleanings a year.
My dad's a dentist.
And then you also brush, in my view, 3 times a day intensely and floss. But a lot of toothpaste obviously have fluoride or they've got a bunch of garbage or a bunch of silicates that tear up your teeth. My dad is a long time retired dentist and has developed a lot of products in his time. And he developed Super Blue non-fluoride
Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste.
That fucking clip
The opening to that clip seemed very... You could fuck to the opening of that clip, right?
How dare the globalists get involved with our families.
I hate the globalists.
It's 20 seconds of fuck the globalists, our families are important, and then...
But let me tell you something. Toothpaste. Do you know what people agree on? Bacteria is bad.
Yeah.
Let me give you a toothpaste. I love that. My dad invented it.
I love that smooth fucking transition.
He's
it's just like,
so good at that.
And he's coming out of a break. That was a commercial
break. No, that was a commercial break that he's coming out of?
Yes.
Immediately into a commercial.
That's why they can sell their shit for free. Is because they just do their commercials on the show.
As though it was part of the show.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's part of the fear.
Probably should be illegal. I don't know, but... You're just selling stuff during your actual show.
Or at least you should disclose it.
Yeah.
Or at least,
he does disclose
it. Let's say if you're, some sort of mouthpiece for the government, right? And you use your position as a mouthpiece for the government to advertise, let's say, the daughter of the president's clothing line.
Yeah.
That's probably a crime, right?
Probably.
That's super a crime.
Probably.
Is that okay?
I'm not okay with it.
No, me neither.
Now, if Kellyanne
Conway... Do you think
Conway,
somebody will be punished for
if
it?
If Kellyanne Conway tried to pimp Super Blue...
I would be totally fine with it.
I would be...
That would be way more fun.
I'd be blown away.
I would find that so hilarious.
All right, this next clip, Jordan. This next clip...
Yeah.
Might be more unethical...
I can't imagine that.
...than trying to sell Nordstrom shit. By Kellyanne Conway.
Okay.
Because Alex legitimately admits that he's just broadcasting classified information. Excellent. I don't believe him, but he says that's what he's doing. So.
Now, let me tell you what the customs officials really want to do. And this information is classified, but they classify everything. And so I'm just going to tell you.
No.
And I've been aware of this for a decade.
That's illegal.
Google has software where you can take a picture of somebody and run it on your computer, and it's free software, and it'll find that person. You can also, have picture match where it's the exact picture, and they find it really quick in seconds, and where it came from. They, at the border, when these people have fake passports, they don't know who they are, they want to just take their picture, run it against a database of the internet to pop up that indeed they're really a jihadi on their own Facebook, because these people are so arrogant, they'll have their own Facebooks showing they're a terrorist.
What?
Well, facial recognition technology does exist.
I don't know if you've known about that, but Google's actually really bad at that. Like, they don't do a great job of facial recognition.
Sure.
Now, they're trying to make that better because, I think that is kind of a goal for them.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that classified?
If you were a shadowy secret government agency, you would want to know everybody's faces at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we know, we can always trust shadowy secret government agencies to have our best interests in mind.
Yeah.
But I don't think I don't think he's known it for 10 years.
And also, what do you think about the idea of him legitimately just saying,
yeah, it's classified, but I'm going to share it to, isn't that against the law?
It's literally illegal.
Isn't that why they have classified material? Is so you don't share it?
Literally what he just did there is illegal.
It's illegal.
If,
do we have laws anymore?
If that
is, are we sure we have laws?
If that's actually classified information, that was a crime. Now.
Yeah.
Here's I'll just flip one for you.
Okay.
This is classified information.
Oh shit.
I shouldn't fucking tell you this, but this is
okay,
classified.
Well, tell me anyways. Well, tell me on air.
Listen, the NSA, they think nachos are delicious.
Do they?
It's classified.
No, and like as an organization?
It's classified.
Oh, okay.
So if you're
I don't want to, I don't want you to share that information.
If you're just making up shit, then it's not really a crime. But if he was just literally spouting some shit that was
actually
classified,
and it does sound like if that was real, it would be classified, wouldn't it?
No,
like
I don't
you
think
wouldn't
so.
Want to share, Pete. You wouldn't want to share that you could recognize anybody's face. Also,
no, I don't think so.
What border is a jihadi coming from?
Canada,
Mexico. We get a lot of jihadis from Mexico, right?
They're all flying in from Sudan.
Yeah. The place where, oh God, we're all gonna die.
All of these millions of jihadis that don't exist in our country.
All these millions of jihadis.
So this next clip,
by the way, my 80s, style teen, car wash comedy.
Okay.
Would be called, Jihadi Car Wash.
I'm
but
listening.
It would be Hottie.
Jihati.
Jihati car wash.
I like this.
That would be pretty great, right?
Yeah.
Women, headscarves, bikinis, they're washing
huge
cars.
Titties.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. The whole thing.
George Soros will fucking fund this movie. I guarantee it. He loves
either
funding
that,
jihadis.
Either that or that Chinese billionaire who's trying to own
Chi-coms.
Chi-coms.
Fake news. So this next clip. I want to say this. Here's a new segment I want to do on the show, which is look out for this word. Americana, I really think, is going to turn into pretty soon. It's going to be a buzzword.
It's already a buzzword, isn't it?
But it's going to be worse. I think it's going to be a buzzword for white nationalism and that sort of thing. It sounds
not
good.
That it hasn't always kind of been a buzzword for white people doing white people shit.
Right, but I think it's going to get worse.
Okay.
That plays into this clip. And then also, remember earlier when he told you that Monday we're going to get the story on that's it.
Are we going to get to it today?
He just goes ahead.
Of course! Of course!
People keep asking me, Alex, how do you predict what Trump's going to do before he does it? Because I've watched what he does. I've gotten into the mind frame. Plus, we're both Americana. We're all Americana. We're looking at the same journey. We're driving on the same road together.
Also,
psychic powers.
Also, I fucking love the people keep asking me. No
how do you predict
this.
What
no one
Trump
asks you.
Who asks him that?
It's the same
who
thing.
Who would ask him that?
Have you ever listened to the Paul Stanley album, the lead singer of Kiss?
Yeah, I know who Paul Stanley is. I've never listened to his own album.
There's an album of just his stage patter.
Oh, that's right. I know about that
it's
one.
It's called People Let Me
it's
Get
like,
This Off My Chest.
Yeah, it's like 45 minutes long.
No,
it's crazy.
It's an hour and a half.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Twice your length. Mm. And it's just him doing like whoa intros to songs,
God,
and he constantly says people keep asking me, and I love just the idea of like no one asked
you
this.
Who is asking?
No one asked you.
Who is asking you?
And Alex Jones just did that. He's like,
get into the mind of somebody who would want to ask you that.
People keep coming up to me and they say Alex, and I say what, and they say Alex, how do you know what Trump is going to do? I say, we're just both
Americana.
We're
all just Americana.
We're just both Americana.
He's tapping into the same thing I'm tapping into, man. Yeah. He's Americana.
It's the spirit force of America.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Not telling each other what to think or do. We're seeing, as on its face, prima facie. And that's why I'm saying, very good chance, Rince Priebus within 3 weeks will be gone, because he's clearly the leaker. He's clearly the one that continues to basically undermine the president and say that, you know, the president's like a, you know, lost child in the White House. All these leaks, and Trump's really upset about it. I know for a fact he's looking for a new chief of staff. I'm just going to stop right there.
I'm
Monday,
sure
we're going to have the big story for everybody. So
you just gave away the story.
Yeah.
You just
So Monday, they're going to have a big story that is Reince Priebus is gone.
You just legit, well, I mean, like, we'll see when this is out. I mean, who knows? But, like, that kind of thing is so fucking awesome.
But it doesn't matter. Like, literally every day, it seems like there's a big story of some crazy shit happening at the White House.
Yeah.
So even if it's not Reince Priebus is gone, it could be anything, and that is a big story.
Yeah, yeah. But not every day does Alex say, I'm not going to tell this story. I'll just tell this story.
Actually, I feel like every day he does do that.
But then, as he's being like, all right, here's a story. Reince Priebus is not long for this earth. we'll tell you the whole story on Monday.
Right.
You just did.
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole story.
There is nothing left to tease.
Unless the story is Reince Priebus dies of polonium poisoning.
But that would be MI6.
That would be pretty funny, though.
It's not Russia. It's MI6 trying to make it look like Russia.
Right. Well, like how they started the Civil War.
Absolutely. So the next two clips, we got two more clips left to go. These next two clips are, so on Friday, Alex does a long string of interviews. Most of the show is interviews.
Wait, what?
They're so bad.
So, well, question?
Yeah.
Are the interviewees allowed to talk?
Not much.
Okay, good.
A bit.
I was worried.
A bit, but not much.
I was worried that he would allow other people to speak.
So there's this guy named Matt Bracken on, and he is a... just a weirdo old military guy.
Matt Bracken.
He's terrible.
Again.
Great name.
So great name.
So great.
Everybody has great names. God damn.
He's terrible. He's a bigot. And I say that based on his words, not based on anything else. and then also he has another interview with John Rappaport, which again, our next episode will deal with John Rappaport. But then, his other interview is with Nigel McGuinness, who is the guy who started Vice.
Has there ever been a good Nigel?
Farage?
Nope. End of Nigels.
Yeah, I can't come up with another Nigel.
There are no good Nigels. If you get named Nigel, shit is going to go down.
What about that guy who was the librarian on Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I'm pretty sure he was a vampire.
Was his
end.
Name Nigel though?
I don't know. I never watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
It feels like it was.
Probably.
This is digging.
Somebody's
got to
be named Nigel.
Anyway, Nigel McGuinness is on, and he says some really fucked up things. The first is not as fucked up. I don't like to include in our episodes interview stuff because
right.
Because
then we'll take it out of, yeah.
It's too unwieldy.
Yeah.
But I felt like this was a special circumstance because of the second clip. But the first one, real shitty.
Okay.
God, there's still so much winning in it. Isn't it fun? I mean, I was pretty young when Reagan was president, but I don't remember a presidency ever being so fun.
Wow.
I've never remembered a presidency being so fun. What a fun presidency.
You know what? Okay. All right. If you were an alien, this would be the most fun presidency ever.
If you didn't have any skin in the game.
If there was no skin in the game, this would be a hilarious presidency.
Also, if you're an uncaring white person.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Well, I assume they're aliens.
It's pretty tough to...
Because they have no recognition of the real world.
It's pretty tough to hear the stories of ICE checkpoints.
You know, do you know what's crazy about that? I go through all of these conservative websites because I am obsessed with making sure that I get every possible
sure.
viewpoint.
Me too.
And not even liberal, just like reputable news sources interview the people affected by this. And there are all these stories that are just fucking tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I go one step to the right, to any right wing, anything, zero interviews with people. It is all just ideologically, this makes sense.
On principle,
never.
Fuck them because they are
exactly.
here illegally.
They're
and
not
they
here.
Fuck themselves.
They're not ours. Yeah. They're not people to you.
Yeah.
So of
they
course.
They don't have rights.
Of course. If you never got any information outside of those places, you would think this is the right thing to do because you never have to deal with people.
Yeah.
But all of these supposedly Christian conservatives,
yeah,
if you really get into a narrative with them, if you really get them to meet any of these people, they would almost immediately change their minds.
Hopefully.
Because they're people.
Yeah.
If you just finally fucking recognize that other people are the same as you instead of some weird monster, instead of some weird other thing, the moment you just fucking meet people, man.
Jordan,
just do it.
Jordan.
I'm so angry.
Jordan.
I'm so angry about this man.
You're a dumb cuck because you don't
That's
realize,
a good point.
You don't realize this fucking presidency is fun.
It is fun.
So
if,
fun.
Oh, man. It is. God.
How fun is it to
I
see
wish,
people so mad?
I wish I weren't affected by this because this chaos is what I would. Like, if I
God,
was watching.
It's so funny to see people scared.
If I was watching a basketball game. That was basically the corollary to this, where it's all chaos. People are punching each other for no reason. It's so outside of what a basketball, like when you're watching.
It's like a Globetrotters game mixed with
yeah,
pro wrestling.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like when you're watching stand-up, if you've been a stand-up for long enough, suddenly the only thing that becomes really fun is when stand-up goes beyond into
off
something
the rails.
Insane.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to see bad stand-up.
No.
I like seeing people try to become good at stand-up.
Yes.
I like watching great stand-up. But my favorite thing is a fucking lunatic walking on stage and just letting shit fly.
Or the flip side of that is watching someone you know be in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either chaos from the stage or towards the stage.
Yeah,
one
absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to see shit I've never seen before.
And that's what this guy is kind of espousing in
yeah.
terms of politics, but it hurts people.
Yeah, yeah. In terms of comedy, that's great.
There's
you
no want to
see shit you've never seen before.
There's no stakes.
In terms of the world government, not good. Not good.
Legitimately, families are being broken up
and
as
frankly,
we speak.
Frankly, even the shit we've seen before is usually bad.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Nigel McGuinness is an asshole.
Nigel McGuinness is anybody named Nigel is an asshole.
So we have one more clip left, Jordan.
Yes, sir.
For this show. And it is in response to that show, Dear White People.
Why? Why do we need a response?
Did you watch that trailer?
Yeah.
I
watched the thing.
I haven't watched the show.
It's good.
Cool.
Dear White People.
I watched the trailer, which is all they're responding to.
Well, if they actually responded to reality, that would be a bummer.
They watched the trailer, and
okay.
the trailer is all just essentially don't do whiteface or blackface. Don't do blackface.
Don't do blackface.
That's basically
it's
it.
A bad idea to do blackface.
That's generally the whole thing.
Hey, don't do blackface.
That's not cool. I am not a costume. Basically is the line of the trailer.
That's actually a really good line.
Yeah.
Unless you're a clown. If you're a clown,
then you're a
you
costume.
Are a costume. Yeah.
yeah. And you know it and you...
Yeah. Yeah.
You goddamn clown.
Clown rights? No. No clown rights. That's where I draw the line.
Clown rights?
Clown rights?
Fake
no
news.
Thank you. Fake news.
So here is him discussing this. Nigel McGuinness ends up saying one of the worst things I've heard said on Alex Jones's show. At the end of this clip.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I mean, my theory is that a lot of these TV execs are divorced women with an axe to grind.
God,
they're divorced liberal Democrats, and
Stop
they don't
it.
Like men. They
Stop
hate
it.
White men because it reminds them of their ex-husband. And they're just out
no.
for revenge. It's not – the free market doesn't want that show. I mean, look at the number of dislikes that trailer has on YouTube. It's something like 30,000 to 2,000 likes. It's probably the most
true.
Rejected video in the history of YouTube trailers. And it's because it doesn't make sense. I mean, you're going to come to a party because you found the costumes offensive and you're going to destroy all our PA system. What's that? $1,500 you just destroyed because you've decided.
As if white people are really having blackface parties. I mean,
they
I've
are.
Never, I grew up in the South, never heard of such a thing.
Yes, you have.
It's probably happened 6 times in the past 10 years.
So many
but every
times.
Time you
So many times.
Now, I've done a little bit of research on this.
It's never happened to the South. The South? It's never happened to the South.
Well, I just Googled.
It happens in the North often enough for me to be angry about it.
I just Googled blackface
parties.
College.
Blackface College?
Albright College.
That would be a fun college to go to.
Or a reality show. Albright College in Snapchat.
When people stop being polite and start wearing blackface.
There was a whole blackface narrative on the Real World Road Rules Challenge like 3 seasons back. It was really bizarre. I can't explain it now.
Yeah, there's no way to explain it ever.
It worked out really well, though.
Great.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
It had to do with CT. My dear friend, CT.
Okay, all right.
Albright College in Snapchat blackface scandal from September 29th, 2016.
Okay.
Pennsylvania college student suspended over blackface video, October 3rd, 2016.
So we've only got 2.
White college student dresses as Bill Cosby in blackface, October 31st, 2016.
All right, so that's just 3.
And that was Halloween. Blackface on college campuses isn't about freedom of speech. That was also from Halloween. I think it might have been from a conservative source.
Okay, so maybe that's 4.
Arkansas student expelled from frat for blackface Cosby costume. That was a different one, also Cosby, from the 30th.
All right, so that's 5.
Texas students expelled for posing in blackface on Snapchat video, November 14th, 2016.
Okay, so maybe that's
Kansas 6. State student sorry but denies it was blackface.
How do you deny it's blackface?
From September 16th, 2016. I'll explain how. She had, like, a facial mask on.
Okay.
Like, maybe it was a facial scrub kind of mask. It made her face black. And she posed with 4 of her friends and Snapchatted it with the message.
Okay.
Now I know what it feels like to be a nigga.
Nope.
With an
nope.
A.
Nope.
Not better.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what she did.
No.
And she's like, sorry, it wasn't blackface. I was just in a facial scrub. Well, what you
Wait,
said-
no, you said no!
What
no.
you said is the problem.
The face is not the issue on this one, but it's also the issue.
It becomes blackface when you use racial slurs in your Snapchat.
You should probably not use racial slurs if you're a racist.
North Dakota white student dress in blackface post pictures September 24th, 2016.
I can't imagine how many... Look, that's 6 or 7... Or 8 cases in a span of 3 months
yeah.
in 1 year.
College student
he
in blackface
grew up in the South.
September right. 29th, 2016.
All right, maybe that's 9.
Yeah. So when he says it's been 6 or 7 cases in the last 10 years,
well,
those have
he
been
didn't...
in 6 months.
Yeah, but I mean, he grew up in the South. Those weren't... All right.
Nigel McGuinness or Alex Jones?
Who cares? There's a lot of blackface. White people are racist.
There's
Shut
tons
the fuck
of this
up.
Shit.
There's tons of this shit.
So when it comes down to
everyone I want to make a joke, but I'm just filled with fucking, fuck you.
It's
fuck
so
you.
Easy to find.
Fuck you.
It's so fucking.
Google a thing.
It's so easy to find instances of this happening. It should never happen. And when people are like, listen, it wasn't racist. Then you find the Snapchat picture and
yeah.
it has the N-word on it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fuck off.
Yeah.
You have no leg to stand on.
No.
But Nigel has more fucking, like, he doesn't realize that what we just talked about is the reality.
Right.
So he has more things to say that make it way worse.
Oh, great.
See it. It gets blown up. It's all over the news. And the next thing you know, they're pretending that it's a trend.
And
oh,
how do we know it isn't leftists doing false flags? They're always putting crosses in the yard or swastikas on the Jewish dorm. I mean, what, 900 times out of one.
All right. You're a leftist.
Yeah.
Look at me in the eyes.
I have a cross eye.
How great is the plan to draw a swastika at a Jewish dorm?
Great. It's a great
plan. Isn't that a brilliant plan?
It's a great plan.
One, no one will ever know it's you.
Well, there have actually been a couple instances of that.
Really?
Yeah, there have been a couple instances, but the large majority are actual hate crimes.
Why is it? Yeah, well, of course there are a couple. It's, I hate it that math sometimes makes that happen.
Yeah, like 2%.
Yeah.
And that's generous.
Yeah, exactly.
Of hate crimes are perpetrated by the victimized class trying to make the perpetrators look worse right. than they are.
Well, there's a story of a dude who was it was a white dude married to a black woman. He thought she was going to leave him, so he put all of this like Nazi or like KKK shit. He had the burning cross in the yard going like, oh, well, you shouldn't leave me because it's scary out there. And it was very obvious that it was like, hey, you know, the KKK has never asked you to stay where you are.
So you leave.
Yeah. KKK is usually like, go away, not like, hey, you need to stay with your boyfriend. Like,
put a cross on the yard, it's usually a warning.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Also, one thing the KKK isn't into is miscegenation.
Yeah, they're not big fans.
But like, yeah, it is that really unfortunate thing that reality does exist.
Yeah.
But
statistically, anything that can happen will happen.
The bigger issue is that does not preclude us from really dealing with the actual hate crimes that do exist.
Do you mean all the hate crimes?
98% of them.
So yeah. many of those hate crimes.
And I chose that 2% arbitrarily. I'm sure it's way lower.
It's way fewer.
But anyway.
The fact that you have an anecdote about it suggests how rare it is.
I have a couple.
That's the whole thing. If you Google the opposite, you can pull up 300 instances. But you're going to remember the unique one.
I just did.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You just started reading off of a list.
Yeah.
But you remember the
it was
one that
seven
is.
Seven or eight from the 6 months yeah. just past.
You remember the one that is the false flag because that's so unique.
Mm-hmm.
You would report on it. Like if you're a news agency, why would you report on the same fucking racist shit that goes on every goddamn day?
More swastikas painted on New York subways.
Yeah. Which, by the way, that video of people cleaning the shit up.
Gorgeous.
All getting together. Delightful. Being like, fuck you. God, that's beautiful.
There was
restores your faith.
Psyop.
Yeah.
Psyop. Anyway, Nigel.
Fake news.
Nigel is about to say some horrible shit.
Nigel, bring us home.
I mean, it's staged.
And here's the other crazy thing no one would ever bring up. Blackface isn't offensive.
No!
It's just a given that it's offensive because it's related to Jim Crow. But if you go back and you look the way they did it in the 1800s, 20% of the time they were insulting. But the other 80%, it was somewhat reverent. It was just like a man dressing up as a woman in a play. And then in Europe, we've got Black Pete. And we've had the black and white minstrel show in Britain right up until the 80s. These people, all they know is the taboos.
Fuck off. Jordan, that was crazy. Blackface is not offensive. 80% of the time, it was reverent.
But all of it. Like all of it.
Pretty much all of it.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. There's no, okay. Give me, like you have at least a very base understanding of race relations in this country.
I'll accept that as a premise.
Give me one situation where blackface was okay.
Ever?
Ever.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
No.
Because 80% of the time it was reverent, so that means that you should, out of any 10 instances, 8 of them should be okay.
Here was what I was gonna say.
Let's go for one. Let's just start with one. Name one.
I was on my way to the set, and an oil barrel blew up in front of me. And I just show up on set, all of a sudden I'm black, and we have to adjust.
Everybody laughs.
Yeah.
It's a great time. You can always go back to Al Jolson, right?
It's classic.
Al Jolson is a giant pile of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But in context of the world he lived in, he's not the one who made it possible for him to
By
be
way,
that.
You are so about to lose your voice.
I'm so about to lose my voice. I sound exactly like Alex Jones right now.
Would you like to pitch some products?
Let me tell you, let me tell you something about Super Male Vitality. If only I took more of it before today.
Yeah. Also, like, all of it comes down to, like, let's not relitigate the history.
Right.
Who cares? What we're talking about
is... Well, I mean, it is super important that you know the history in order to make sure that you don't fucking do blackface.
Certainly. Certainly. But let's take that away and just address today.
Okay.
Those people.
Bad.
All the people that I just listed.
Not good.
And college campuses.
Bad.
Are not doing blackface to somehow celebrate black people.
Are you sure it wasn't reverent when she said the N-word in a bunch of different ways?
Probably 80%.
Probably 80% reverent.
Yeah, probably.
20% not reverent.
Probably.
God.
What a bunch of dicks. So anyway, this has been, February 10th.
February 10th.
On, the Alex Jones Show. Jordan, this has been fun.
This is always a delight.
I hate Nigel McGuinness more than I did earlier.
Most Nigels should die.
Yeah, I think, they're probably assholes.
Yep.
Sorry to any good Nigels out there. I'd love to know you.
That's why I said most.
Yeah.
Now, if the rest of the Nigels are wearing blackface right now, you know what? I take it back.
Shout out to any solid Nigels out there. We'll find you. We'll find you. Give
and
you a shout
to
out.
Anybody who is wearing blackface reverently.
Again.
If there's 1 or 2% of people doing false flag operations.
Oh, Jesus.
Then there has to be at least one dude doing blackface so reverently.
Mm-hmm.
So reverently.
Hit us up.
Yeah.
At knowledgefight@gmail.com. Send us an email. You can find us on Twitter.
At knowledge_fight.
You can find us on Tumblr.
iTunes. You can subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review. Maybe
please.
Give us a number of stars.
I made this promise. I'll reiterate. If you send me a 5-star review, if you 5-star review us on iTunes and you send me an email at knowledgefight@gmail.com, I will send a message to Alex Jones on Twitter that I would never say to my mother. I said that before. I'll say it again. I'll do that.
Forever and ever.
Yep. Jordan's been fun.
Always. I feel like we've been policy wonks.
Yeah, we have.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.